be a good day. That today that will be a good, good day.
How annoying can we be?
Oh, pretty annoying. Actually, we're in the help mode, though, right now. A couple of things. As you know, during this part of the program, Monday through Friday, we are invested in health and physical... Say it again, Doug?
And the FizzNet.
And the FizzNet, yes. The health and physical fitness things that are a part of our daily routine. Dr. Ken is going to join us in a few minutes. Right now, though, we have Rob Martin here, who is a product development specialist. And because we're frequently talking about TH-121... and the desire that people have to lose 15, 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds or more, the idea of TH-121 comes to mind. And I think, what did I say? I said, Rob, I think I described this as TH standing for terrific health.
That's a good start, Doug. Very good.
Yeah.
You know what's happened in our industry, in the nutraceutical science world? We've made great inroads in the past few years in really designing nutraceuticals for the biochemistry of weight loss. And TH-121 has a tremendous amount of science supporting its efficacy and really helping us to lose weight safely, without stimulants, actually whole body healthy, powerful antioxidants that work throughout the body, but work in particular on helping us to reduce our appetite, burning more calories. This is what you want. You want less calories in, more calories out. And then you start to get a consistent and healthy weight loss.
The science here is important. A lot of the people that are on the air with me like to make sure that there is science, that there is the experimental stuff is not what people are using, but things that have been proven. And so why don't you talk a little about that, Rob, science behind TH-121.
Well, the key ingredient, Doug, is R-lipoic acid. Now, lipoic acid has been extensively studied for many years up at the Linus Pauling Institute at Oregon State University. It's nicknamed the universal antioxidant, and we know it has a powerful effect on our overall health. But it has been observed that when you take this product, and the R-lipoic acid is the more body-ready form, that you actually lose weight, because what it does is it starts optimizing your glucose levels. One of the reasons that we gain weight is we have too much sugar in our body, and the sugar will store as fat. So the idea is you want to push that sugar into the cells, let the cells burn off the sugar. You're going to get more energy, and you're going to get weight loss. And at the same time, the lipoic acid, the R-lipoic acid, has the ability to help control appetite. It reduces signals in the brain that trigger appetite. So you're slowing down your appetite, and now the body sees, oh, wow, I'm not getting enough calories, and it starts burning that sugar. And now you really have your biochemistry working in your favor to lose weight.
All right. So the evidence-based side of this, focusing on antioxidant and anti-aging, I think the anti-aging, it's been a gimmick for some products, but it's been true and believable for others. How does the anti-aging aspect of this come into play?
Well, when you consume these powerful antioxidants, and in addition to the R-lipoic acid, in here you have green tea extract, pomegranate, blueberry, acai, all the vitamin C, all of these work to support your antioxidant system. And when that's working efficiently, now you start slowing the aging process by controlling the free radical damage in your body, throughout your body, in your organs, your tissues, your cells, even on the outside, the appearance, your skin will improve because of the control of free radical damage. So what I said before, it's a whole body healthy product. It is. TH-121, even if you, let's say you have a great normal body weight, this is a product you want to take anyway
because
of the antioxidant activity.
What's a realistic, we're talking about springtime, people want to lose weight, get in their bathing suits. What's a realistic expectation for those who want to lose X number of pounds? How quickly does this all happen?
Well, it happens, it starts immediately, and in the human study, these folks that were overweight, they lost 8% of their body weight, and their waist size shrunk more than 2 inches. And in the folks and the patients who were obese, there was a 9% loss of weight and a decrease in their waist size of more than 3 inches. This is a dramatic and very significant difference, and this can push a person from the danger zone of health into a more optimal state of health.
Was there a big change in diet, Rob?
No, the diet was, these folks were on an average diet.
All right, so here's the story. TH-121 helped a lot of people around the country lose weight and to keep it off. So if you're interested in having a million-dollar look this summer, you might want to call 800-525-2710. As a matter of fact, if you want to lose weight, you ought to call that number right now, 800-525-2710. The folks that manufacture TH-121 will give you a free bottle with your order. And that's not all. You'll also get a free fat blocker as well.
Right.
So call the number for TH-121, 800-525-1710. You will look great, you will feel great, and you'll be telling other people to call the same number. TH-121, 800-525-2710. Rob, good to have you here. Thanks.
Thank you
for the visit. 13 past the hour. Dr. Ken coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, April 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Joining us now is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks that are presenting you with an opportunity for you to control your high cholesterol and high triglycerides. Dr. Ken will tell you about Cardiol in a few moments. So let's get to some of the good news, because oftentimes when we're talking medicine, we're not talking good news, Ken, but it appears there's some evidence that a good, positive outlook on life may pay off.
I have a black bag full of good news today, Doug, from the medical literature. This is out of Psychological Bulletin, and I've discovered this in the medical journals, and I've lived it for the last 30 years practicing, that people who are chronically angry, anxious, or depressed have a higher risk of heart attacks. However, the good news is that being upbeat and optimistic just may help protect against heart disease. And optimism, Doug, in particular, seems key. The most optimistic people in this study had half the risk of a first heart attack back when compared to the least optimistic.
La, 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 la. All right, speaking of things that are good for your heart, a lot of people worry or are told by their dentists, or have been told over the years, that if you have gum disease, it will cause heart disease. Is that an
Well, this is not going to help the controversy. This is a statement from the American Heart Association this week, published in the medical journal Circulation, that according to this new scientific statement, there's no conclusive evidence that gum disease, which causes heart attacks and strokes, or that treating gum disease will help prevent heart attacks or strokes. I just think that we need more research in this area, and please, it doesn't mean you should avoid the gum doctor, the periodontist, or the dentist, and keep your teeth nice and healthy.
What about the controversy or the conversation about plaque, the plaque that the dentist takes out of your teeth? How does that relate to the plaque that builds up in your arteries?
This is addressing that whole issue. The American Heart Association feels that there's not enough scientific evidence to say that they're related, but I think we need more study here because I think it's a little questionable what they're saying.
All right, here's some interesting news for folks like Rich McFadden who like to drink beer.
Woohoo!
I'm not sure that this is going to be true, but you go ahead. You give us your evidence, and I'll present Rich as
one
a
last night. So tell me how good I am.
Yeah, right.
He's out of the Federation of Associations in Behavioral and Brain Sciences this week. Rich is going to love this story. That men with a couple of beers under their belts, Rich, they're better at solving brain teasers than their sober counterparts. Seems that innovation may happen.
Right.
Seems that innovation may happen when people are not so focused.
Once again, this is a study I've been conducting for years. How do I get that girl to talk to me? One beer, two beers? Oh, I got to figure it out. Let's go.
Sometimes it's good to be distracted.
All right. So beer makes men smarter.
That's right.
That's really
works for me every time.
Tequila makes her clothes come off.
Clothes come off a lot easier with that tequila. All right. There's a new treatment for prostate cancer. That looks fairly interesting conversationally here, Ken, anyway.
More good news from Lancet Oncology. Doug, there's this new treatment for prostate cancer. It can rid the disease from 9 in 10 men without debilitating side effects. And this leads to new hope for tens of thousands of men. It's hoped that the new treatment, which involves heating only the tumor with a highly focused ultrasound, will mean men can be treated without an overnight stay in the hospital and avoid the distressing side effects associated with current therapies.
All right, so some pretty important information here. Here's more information on high cholesterol and how Dr. Ken thinks you ought to approach that problem.
Doug, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition that can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's a new all-natural approach from Italy that might be right for our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together, Doug, to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood, known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 60 days.
Safe, FDA-registered Cardiol is the easy way to take care of this problem. One capsule a day, Cardiol is really good. It will work, and because they're sure of it, the manufacturers say you can have a free trial offer. Call this number, see for yourself, 888-809-6424. You pay shipping and handling, that's it. Otherwise, a free trial so you can see how Cardiol will work for you. Get on it, stay on it. Low cholesterol, low triglycerides are the result. 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. Get on to Cardiol. 888-809-6424. That's the word from Dr. Ken.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Yes, the tribute. I'm betting there'll be some more in American Idol about Dick Clark, some show themed around him. But the theme last night was Soul Train, and Ryan did a interesting narrative, a tribute, if you will, to Soul Train.
So we're about to start round two of the competition this evening, and our theme is based around a show similar to American Bandstand that also made an incredible mark on pop culture. Take a look at this.
The journey of Soul Train lasted for 35 years, making it the longest-running syndicated show in television history.
Let the sight and sound of souls your pleasure, and what you treasure, you can bet your bottom we got them, baby.
The brainchild of creator and host Don Cornelius, Soul Train helped shape American culture and was the must-see TV show of its time. Anybody who was anybody got on board.
Soul Train was the show.
Aretha gives me goosebumps.
But it was the hippest dancers and baddest outfits who really kept the show moving.
The outfits.
You have to be fearless to go down the Soul Train line.
And tonight, we celebrate the spirit of the show as the train stops here.
We wish you love, peace, and...
Now just realizing we lost Don Cornelius and Dick Clark in the same year.
Yep.
Very sad.
Yep. Pretty interesting. Not in the same way, however.
You know,
but
It's interesting because Soul Train kind of forced Dick Clark to be even more integrated
more
than he had
soulful.
Already been.
He had to be more soulful. After.
Yeah, I mean, he had always brought on the black artists, but when Soul Train came out, he even tried to start a new show to compete with Soul Train, and it just didn't happen.
He didn't have, I mean, Dick didn't, he had a lot of soul, but he didn't have that kind of soul.
Well, another thing that that Dick did with American Bandstand is not only bringing on African-American artists, but integrating the crowd, the dancers, which was huge.
Oh, that's interesting,
That is, you're right about that. All right, so here's Holly Kavanaugh from American Idol last night singing Son of a Preacher Man. So you did or you didn't watch this last night?
I love this song.
You watched this last night, though?
I did watch this. Yeah.
Richie, did you watch this last night?
I did not.
Jen?
I was watching the Kings game, Dougie.
What a waste of time. American Idol,
though. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, apparently the judges loved the way she developed and encouraged her to go further than that. So this is the first round of American Idol. So everybody's performing. Nobody's been eliminated yet.
Right. Now it's going to be tossed to America to choose. Yeah. They cast their vote in.
Big results show tonight.
Yes. Right. We'll see who they get.
Well, will somebody go tonight?
Yeah.
First round goes? Okay. Colton Dixon in Star Calls September. He's playing the piano here, Richie.
So cool. I mean, his rendition of this song, I thought, was really cool, really unique.
I don't know this song.
It's such a distinctive.
Yes, you do. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Huh. See, I don't know, unless I played these songs as a disc jockey a long time ago, I don't pay much. The thing that is not good about radio stations today, they don't either intro or outro
the
song.
You
don't know what the name of the song is,
right?
Oftentimes.
The judges weren't as keen on this.
They didn't like him.
Not as much as I did.
No. All right, Richie, let's see if we can get in a piece of Elise. Is it Testoni? Is that how you pronounce your name? Testone?
It's Elise.
Elise.
Taking on Marvin Gaye. Let's see how she does.
Get it on. You know, this is such a good song. It's hard for you to screw this up. But the judges didn't dig it. Judges didn't like it, right, Haley?
Yeah, I thought they were pretty hard on her, but it looked like she was bucking back a little bit. I kind of liked it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, little soul, the 28 after on Good Day.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
This weekend, get a once-in-a-lifetime flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood clearance sale. Get first-quality hardwood, laminate, and bamboo for 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished bamboo, only 99 cents a square foot. Three-quarter-inch solid hardwood, an amazing $1.99 a square foot. On lots and closeouts from 19 cents a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. This Friday through Sunday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
I hit them. Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49. And a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we spend a lot of time talking about Dick Clark and his passing, what he did. Yeah, a lot of other people are talking about the Secret Service sex scandal today, and Ted Nugent.
Oh. The Nuge.
You know, that whole thing, Nugent's comments. He has the right to step up and say stuff, even if it's stupid.
Yeah.
The Secret Service and all this huzzarai, you know, okay.
What a load.
It really is a load. It is completely, you know, the Secret Service is there doing their best to mask their own foibles. Doing stuff like this just makes them and government look more stupid. That's all it is.
You've got a rock and roll crazy man.
He's a nutbird.
That says something out of control, and all of a sudden you feel like Ted Nugent is a threat to the president.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Of course, we're going to go investigate this.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, please.
Yeah. And the public says, this is so stupid. Meanwhile, everybody wants to know more about the...
Hey, but the Nuge was a... he did have an addiction to sexual issues. Maybe he can hook him up with...
He had an addiction to sexual issues, or he had sexual issues?
He was a sex addict.
Yeah. Just
never a drug addict. He never did drugs in his life, but he was a sex addict, so yeah. Maybe he can hook him up with some good talent.
Okay.
Because we know that the Secret Service likes that.
Here's the scenario. He's at an NRA convention. What do you think he's... we all know he's a gun nut, and he... says something that is he's primed to say it.
Right, yeah.
You're expecting him to say it. It's like the guy who lives in Hawaii, who's the other guy that is like Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
The two of them are kind of peas in a pod.
No, they're not.
Speaking. I think they are. I think people look upon them both as being crazy. I've talked to both of them here, and Nugent, Wasn't he? Was it him or Sammy Hagar when you said you introduced him to me and said, "Well, Doug is a vegan or doesn't like to eat meat." Ted Nugent with us here on Doug's Good Day. I happen to be not a pure vegetarian. I'm not a hunter,
but he is a member of the NRA.
I am a member of the NRA.
Well, Doug, you know you're speaking my language because I love vegetarians. That's all I eat.
I remember it being something like that. Yes. Right. Right. But national security issue, give me a break.
Hold on, I have one more highlight here, and I can't remember what this one is, but it's usually strong.
I wonder how much starch you get, Ted Nugent. You are quoted as saying, "To show you how radical I am, I want carjackers dead, I want rapists dead, I want burglars dead, I want child molesters dead, I want bad guys dead. No court case, no parole, no release. I want them dead. Get a gun, and when they attack you, shoot them." Did you say that?
Damn right I did.
Okay.
I kind of love him.
Well, you kind of
you either love him or hate him.
You get what you expect. There's nothing. For the Secret Service to be going off on this is an absurdity beyond any. I mean, the sex scandal is one thing. This is just absurd.
He's going to make him look stupid.
Of course, he already has made him look stupid.
Ted's crazy, but he's not stupid.
Yeah. Anyway, well, again, he also doesn't want Obama to be president, so, you know, he'll milk this for whatever it's worth. Sure. Anyhow, did I say anyhow twice there?
Anyhow.
Anywho. Dick Clark and the conversation about him, the best way that this program can pay tribute to him is to go back and sort of listen to some of the conversations I've had with him. But that all is in the audio highlight box at DougStefan.com. Also, one of my dear friends, I don't know whether I didn't use Ed, and I say that, I guess, advisedly, because apparently Ryan and Dick Clark did have a really good relationship. I think that Dick wanted to see some of the stuff that he did passed on.
Right.
Yeah. And you want your legacy to be carried on.
And Ryan is a good choice to do that.
Yeah.
I never looked upon Ed other than someone that I got stuff. I mean, he and I had conversations about stuff that really had nothing to do with the business many times. He wanted to talk to me about his wife. And, you know, and he talked to me about some of the girlfriends that he met that he liked or he didn't like. He was very happy to tell me what he thought about some of the women that I brought around. And Rishi, I think did I ever tell you what he said? I don't know if I ever told you what he said or not, Ed.
I don't know what you're talking about, so.
Oh, you don't? No, I was talking about girlfriends and the ones that he'd met, some of the friends that I had that he would meet either. We met him a couple times in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, he'd met a couple of them, and he was happy to tell me who he liked and who he didn't like. Right. Anyway, that has nothing to do with it. But that
my favorite Ed McMahon line is, "I can wear pink shirts because I'm a man."
Right, and I started wearing pink shirts after that.
Yeah.
Right. And I tell everybody, when they see me wearing a pink shirt, I say to people, Ed McMahon told me it was okay to wear a pink shirt, so it was fine. I'm happy to wear a pink shirt. Anyway, we talked a few years ago, Ed, about Dick Clark, because Dick and Ed were very, very good friends. They came up together in Philadelphia when the American Bandstand situation first occurred. This guy who got caught with the underage girl and he was drunk, he was the host of American Bandstand, and he'd taken one of the chicky poos that was dancing on the show out and got drunk and went down a one-way street the wrong way and got caught with her, and that was the end of him. So they had to quickly replace this guy, and they solicited Ed first because he was already a television person, but he was on a competing channel. FIL belonged, they had television and radio, and Ed was on CAU. But as it turned out, Ed and Dick were neighbors, and Claudia McMahon, I don't know if you knew this or not, Jennifer, because Claudia has worked with you and your dad. Claudia used to babysit for Dick's kids. And the families were close all through the years, and interesting how they grew sort of together in a certain way, although Dick was much more successful in the business side of thing. Ed would be the first to tell you he didn't care. He knew he had to follow the business pursuits of the business, but he would rather be running from, and that's how he spent 35 years of his life, running from one session to another. That's why he had a driver, because he'd go from one recording or one television shooting or something to the next. Dick wanted to be in an office, and he wanted to be able to control everything that he was doing and all the aspects of the business. Anyway, here Ed talks to me about his concern for Dick after he'd had the stroke. On New Year's Eve, do I get you into trouble if I ask you who you watched?
No, not at all. I watched Mr. Clark. That was easy.
Yeah.
No, that was an easy one. I'm concerned about him. I have not been, I've not seen him.
No.
I've not talked to him. I have only talked to his wife, Carrie. She is my connection, and I always leave the message, when he's ready, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So what happened was, I knew, you know, I get progress reports. I know how he's doing and so forth. So I wanted to see. So I got the East Coast feed. I know that's still legal or not. I don't know what happened, but I got the East Coast feed.
So you didn't have to stay up until midnight.
Well, I did because I wanted to see everything. You know, I want to see that kiss.
Yeah.
And I made a statement yesterday. I spoke the day before yesterday. I spoke to a guy from Time Magazine, not Time Magazine, from the New York Times paper.
Yeah.
And he did a piece, a nice piece, by the way. I got to send you a copy of it. It's very good.
I'd like to see it.
I gave him a quote that he didn't use, but I thought it was a pretty good quote. I said, that kiss this year lasted longer than past years. I said, 5 minutes more, they'd have to get a room. But they didn't, you got to laugh. I think that was,
I heard that. I didn't see it because I go to bed before, long before the event. But I heard a lot of things, and the kiss between he and his wife was supposed to be a very
it was like passionate. That remember that Al Gore kiss of well, it was like a Gore kiss.
From what I understand, though, Mariah Carey was trying to kiss Ryan Seacrest and didn't get quite that far, but she was all over him.
Well,
apparently,
I have no comment about that. All right, I have no comment about that. What I can comment about is the fact that Dick Clark did something that's very valuable, in my opinion. And this gentleman quotes me in the New York Times. What he did was he showed. Let me read this because I think it's really well the way he wrote it. Let's see if I can find it. I can't find
verbalized
it.
Verbalized pause.
Yeah, all right. Mm. But anyway, what it was, what I said was that he showed everybody watching that had some kind of an impairment, hey, I know what it is. Here it is. Wait, because here it is, right here, because I like what I said at the end. Here's a quote. For all the people who have any kind of impairment, here was a guy who was showing them, hey, you still can go on. Dick's a tough cat.
Yeah, he is a tough cat.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's always been a tough cat as far as business is concerned.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a tough
but
guy.
But he does a lot. You know, he's like you and me. You know, we do a lot of stuff, and that's the way he is. I mean, you go out to that office of his, and in between the two meetings, he'll do a radio show.
Oh, yeah. Know? Right. Yeah, exactly. Just run from one thing to the other. All right. So the insights that Ed had into Dick continue in a few minutes. The story Ed tells about living next door to Dick Clark when they were kids, starting out in Philadelphia. I liked, Richie, what John Harper, who runs WMEL that carries this program, said. I think Dick Clark is part of our DNA.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he is part of our DNA. And so whether
even if you don't know who he is, let's say you're 15 years old and you have no idea who Dick Clark is.
He touched your life, though.
He's part of your DNA.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And who else has done that? Do we have other people that we can think of offhand immediately?
Well, sure. I mean, your Elvises, anybody who changed this country dramatically.
Yeah.
Any one person who, for one reason or another, made everything different.
Yeah.
You know, your Bill Gates, your Steve Jobs.
Dick Clark, in the Time list of the 100 most influential, but Chelsea Handler is. All right. Anyway, Ed, back to Ed and the conversation about Dick Clark in a moment here on Good Day.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through.
After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible!
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do. And you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Sure, Walmart can save you money. But do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control. Now, only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Heather Bachman is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. We're talking about Dick Clark. Here's a note from another one of the folks that's very important in our world, Richie. Marty Green, who is a WAYY, said he started his career in 1960. Every day he'd go home to watch Franny Giordano, who was one of the big dancers on Bandstand. Most people don't know who he is, but Marty writes, "My youth is now officially over.
Aww.
The world's oldest living teenager is gone. We all loved Dick Clark." Marty talks about his friend Betsy Bacon in Spring Valley, Wisconsin. Her dad wrote the Holly Gully, the Bristol Stomp, Let's Twist Again, the Watusi, and many more. So that would be, that. There is a conversation to have with somebody growing up in a household where that music began. So as we think about Dick and how he looked on American Bandstand and Pyramid, he had a heart attack. St. John's Hospital is at 21st in Santa Monica. That's how well I know that. He went there to get some sort of outpatient procedure.
I think it was a cataracts.
Yeah, I think you may be right. And
then it was kind of up in the air whether they had sent him home and he started having problems and went back, or if he was just there still overnight. I don't know.
But he didn't react well to what they were doing, and his heart started to beat irregularly, apparently. And then they kept him in for observation, and he had a massive heart attack early in the morning. So that was yesterday. Thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of television. So here I talked to Ed about living when they were kids getting started in the same complex in Philadelphia.
When I got back from the Korean War, I had asked the owner of the apartment development where I had an apartment when I was called into the Korean War. I said, listen, hold an apartment for me, because this is like a hot item after World War II to get an apartment. That was a big deal. So I had this apartment. I was very happy I had my apartment. So I said, hold an apartment for me. When I get back from Korea, I want an apartment. So my second phone call, when I landed in the United States territory, my second phone call, first to my wife to tell her I was alive and well and I was in the States, and my second phone call was to a gentleman named Dan Kelly to tell him that I was in the States and I expected, as he had promised me, that he'd have my apartment. He said, I got the greatest apartment in the world waiting for you. It's a bigger apartment. It's a three-bedroom. It looks like a townhouse. He said, you're going to love it. He said, but when you find out who his, your neighbor is? And I said, who? He said, you'll find out. So anyway, I gathered my family together. They were down in Florida living with her mother, and the kids were there. So I get everybody together. I go back up to Philadelphia, move into my apartment. Who's my neighbor? Dick Clark.
Yeah. That's a great story.
Very cool.
Yeah, they knew each other for 50, some odd, 60 years. Hi, 51 after on Good Day.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Or audio pieces, we all recognize, who doesn't, the Imperial March from Star Wars. This happened to be from Revenge of the Sith. I was thinking Revenge of the Nerds, or gee, for some reason, I don't know.
Same thing.
Yeah, right.
Sith.
The Fifth?
Nerds.
The Fifth?
Nerds.
Hayden Christensen, who was an important player in the Imperial, in the Star Wars 3 movie, He's 31 today. I think you feel a little moldy-oldy there. I always like it when Chuck Curry, our movie man, talks about Star Wars and the fact that there are 6. People are actually trying to get George Lucas to do 3 more, and he said no. And the guy's got all the money in the world. Do you think creatively there are another 3 stories there, though, Chucker?
I think a lot of people want to see them done, but they don't want to see Lucas do them. That's really the truth.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
I think the 3 prequels were not nearly as good as the original, and he just went nuts with the CGI and forgot a lot about the story. He made 2 fatal mistakes, too. The casting of Anakin Skywalker in Phantom Menace when he cast that little boy, Danny Lloyd.
Yeah.
He was a nice, cute kid, but he couldn't act for beans. And then Hayden Christensen, pretty wooden. Although the last film, I will say, Revenge of the Sith, was by far the best of the 3.
But then,
and in the second one, Attack of the Clones, I must admit, I absolutely love the lightsaber fight between Yoda.
Yeah, we just watched that. It was amazing.
I thought that was awesome.
But the Jar Jar Binks, what a stupid character.
That was a total Pepsi sellout.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly, Rich is exactly right. I mean, that's exactly what he did. Despite having all the money in the world, he still wanted more, and he really did sell out the franchise for toy money.
But I will tell you this, it served its purpose. I took my son to see it when it was released a month or two ago on the big screen again in 3D, and he loved it. He loved the Jar Jar Binks. He loved it all. I went to see it too,
but I didn't like Jar Jar. I remembered how much I didn't like.
You know, Jar Jar wasn't written for us. Jar Jar was written for the 8 and 10-year-old kids.
And there you go.
I took my daughter to 6 years old, and she loved it, although she liked the George Romero zombie trilogy a lot better.
Right, of course. All right, let's get to our contest today. This is a movie starring a guy who's having a birthday today, 66, which sort of surprises me. I didn't think he was that old. You hear the voice, you'll recognize it, and hopefully you'll recognize the movie, too, so you can call us at 800-510-8255. Identify the movie, haven't won before in movie moments, get the prize. Here's the first clue.
I'm merely a humble butler.
What exactly do you do?
I battle, sir.
Got it.
I love it.
Great.
800-510. Play that
again.
Richie, play that again.
Okay.
I'm merely a humble butler.
What exactly do you do?
I battle, sir.
800-510-8255. All right, second clue, Richie.
Great movie.
Your first husband also disappeared.
But that was his job. He was an illusionist.
But he never reappeared.
He wasn't a very good illusionist.
That's an even better line. All right, so here's your final chance to figure out what this movie is.
I know what this one is.
He was such a patriotic American, why didn't he just report us to the authorities? He decided to put his information to good use and make a little money out of it. What could be more American than that?
All right, first two clues were better. 800-510-8255. While you figure that out, here's some movie news from Chuck Curry.
Okay, Doug, Anthony Hopkins currently filming the Alfred Hitchcock biopic, simply titled Hitchcock. Now, they released a still picture on the internet yesterday of him in character, and I must say the makeup looks outstanding. That film probably will be released sometime in 2013. Speaking of a Titanic 3D re-release, although it's done around $50 million here in the States, it's a big hit overseas, $150 million so far.
Wow.
It's done a whopping $67 million in China in less than a week.
In China?
Pretty impressive.
Where's China?
Pretty impressive. China.
Right next to Dangala.
Go to China.
And one more bit of news. A Marvel superhero movie, The Avengers, tracking in the $125 million range when it opens 2 weeks from this Friday. Buzz on the film is real good, especially from actor Mark Ruffalo, who many say steals the film playing the Incredible Hulk, Bruce Banner character.
Did you talk about Michael Douglas in this new show called Last Vegas?
No.
Do you know about it?
No, I don't. What's
group
it about?
Of baby boomers go to Las Vegas for a bachelor party. This guy's a former ladies' man settling down
like
with a woman
the Hangover
half his age. Well, it's like Michael Douglas in his real life, in essence. So I thought that was pretty interesting. All right, let's see if we can get to the movie. Troy is not in Troy, but close. Troy, what's the name of the movie?
Clue.
It is Clue.
Yay.
Tim Curry, 66 today. Good job. You get the prize. Thank you, Troy. It's 59 after Chuck or Duck. To tomorrow.